Welcome back, Jim, to Basement Conversations.
It's good to be back.
Where have you been? What the hell have you been doing? Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? So,
Family responsibilities.
I understand.
Yeah.
So we are trying to do a live stream here, but we are having a hell of a time.
And it sucks.
It sucks. And I don't know if it's my cable, my internet, or my wireless, or what's going on, but I'm getting very little connectivity here, and I don't know why. Some things seem to be fine, some things seem to be not, and this whole thing is just turning to complete shit. So I don't know if we're going to have a live stream here. I mean, I'm not even getting, look at this, webpage is not available. So
not a good sign.
No, but we will have at least the audio up on a podcast.
Yeah, we'll get the podcast.
Our
standard podcast quality voice recording.
Because we're fucking awesome. But I do have a couple of things. Let's do our housekeeping first. We are basement-conversations now.
Nice.
We've changed the whole website. We've bannered it up. That's where we are. If you go to YouTube, you search for Basement Conversations, you'll find it. There will be a Conservative Yoda channel coming up, and Conservative Yoda is still out there, but I've kind of just said, hey, go to Basement Conversations. That's where we are now. So that's the main site, basement-conversations.com. So no more of that Star Wars shit.
Yeah. But
for right now.
Yeah, sure.
I'm certain that you're going to, you know, at some point you're going to say, why am I doing this shit? And bail on me. So I got to make sure that I have this other channel ready to go. It's okay. I get it. You got a family. You got a life. I get it. You leave us, you know, peons in the dirt as you move on to bigger and better things.
He only graduates from high school once.
Yeah? How'd it go?
Fine. Yeah. Great. He's officially a college student. Well, he's out of high school. He actually already has been a college student because he was taking some college courses.
Sure.
This last year. So, yeah, he's actually going in to college with 18 college credits already under his belt.
Nice.
Yeah.
So if those of you who, you know, you find this podcast and you are like, hey, I thought you were doing a live stream. Well, we've tried. your vet failed to start. We have tried and tried, and we are having a heck of a time. So I don't know what to do about it. I think maybe it's a wireless setting here. But we apologize. We'll still put up the podcast.
You just won't get to see our lovely faces this week.
Nope. So I am going to, let's see, maybe we get lucky.
No.
It teases me, it says, you're ready to go, and then it gives me the finger.
No. Good. Bad.
No.
Good.
Good.
Bad.
No. Go fuck yourself. You know, and this was working so well the last time we did it.
Yeah.
And I've changed nothing. I don't know what the problem is. I've reset all my. We did have a power outage here the other day.
Oh,
wow. And I think all the underground lines are underwater right now, thanks to all the rain we've got.
Yeah.
How squishy is your yard?
Like a sponge. It is like for 2 weeks it's been that way.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, and trying to mow it's like mowing a swamp.
I'm not even. I managed to get in a mowing last weekend.
Yeah,
just in between.
Right. Yeah,
Gully washers. So far, it's not too bad yet. As soon as that sun comes out, it's just gonna go wow.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
So I'm not.
Don't give it any fertilizer for crying out loud.
Oh, okay. Well, the dogs are doing that. Five dogs in the yard. Let me tell you, that lawn is fertilized. So I had an interesting thing happen the other day before we get started, and I haven't been keeping up with the news enough, and then I wanted to get everything ready for this, and I started fighting this for the last 2 hours, so I didn't, but I've been sending you emails, and I know you've found a few things, but, I wanted to go over this dumb fuck, This is a social...
Can you narrow it down?
Let's go with social justice warrior.
Oh, good old SJW.
Oh, my God. I got into it only a little bit, and then I just said, fuck it. And I just said, I'm just going to use this for the show. It's too good not to. And, in fact, he's already deleted one of his comments. So let me, let's see, let's view in the discussion. So do you know about TED 2? You know TED 2 is coming out, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So let me bring up the Red Band trailer here, if my internet will at all. You know what, I think what I'm going to do, I'm just going to stop the streaming. We're not getting anywhere with it anyway, so... My apologies, everybody. We're just gonna quit. I'm just gonna turn it off, and that may help a little bit. It's not helping Google or anything or my internet connectivity, but it at least helped the podcast itself. So, did you watch the TED 2 trailer?
No, haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna play the whole thing here. I want to play the end of it if it can come up. So again, I apologize. This is taking so long. Seriously, what is the deal? What is the deal? So now this trailer came out on, when did they post this? They posted, it's got to be over a month ago. It was like, April 27th. All right. And let me just get to the end of this damn thing, because it's pretty good. And you can just listen and then
okay.
we'll go from there.
Can I use your laptop?
Yeah, go ahead.
What the fuck?
What's going on?
There's so much porn.
I've been meaning to clear some of that out.
Look at the organization here. Clockwise rim job, counterclockwise rim job.
Sometimes you like seeing the tongue go the other way.
Chicks with dicks?
Oh my God. Oh my God, I have a disease, all right? I need help.
There are no chicks with dicks, Johnny. Only guys with tits.
Okay. Now, it's dumb.
Yeah.
Funny. I thought it was funny.
It's Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah. So I said, he should have said dudes with boobs. For Christ's sake, the rhyme was right there.
Yes.
But they, they didn't do that. So at this point, some fucker, and he's actually deleted his comments, so I'm going to have to go back and find this. But I got irritated by this because I was like, you know what? Take your fascist thought control somewhere else. I should not think this was funny. How dare I think this was funny?
Well, here we go. It's back to the thought police.
Yeah. And these assholes have deleted all their comments, you know? But... I said, and he went on and on. He gave me some shit. Hopefully it's in my email, because now I can't find it.
Because he deleted all his comments?
Because he deleted all his comments. A little coward that he is. Let's see. Here we go. So... I said, you know what? They said, they said that he's a bigoted piece of shit.
Who's a bigot? Seth MacFarlane?
Seth MacFarlane, Mark Wahlberg. Let's see. I said, this is my first comment. This is totally stupid. The dumbest fucking bullshit ever put on screen. I can't believe anyone would go to see this. I'm especially disappointed in myself, and I'll be punching myself in the dick several times over the next few months.
Okay.
Just because I'm going to go see this.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I realize it's dumb as fucking shit.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yeah, right. It's, so you and I have talked at length about Seth MacFarlane and Seth MacFarlane humor,
right,
where it works, where right, it absolutely doesn't work. And so here's a case where he takes his the rhythm and the approach that he does in Family Guy, but adds curse words and over the top not safe for work type language, and so it's funny. Compare that to contrast that with A Million Ways to Die in the West, which fails on just about every level. But Seth MacFarlane is a guy who, when he pushes the boundaries correctly, he offends and makes you laugh at the same time.
So, Alice Illusion, when I said, I'm going to be punching myself in the dick for watching this movie, he says, just like Mark Wahlberg did when he saw GLBT porn, what a bigoted, self-hating piece of shit. Okay, this is not Mark Wahlberg saying this. This is a character,
yeah,
a fictional character who had lines written for him in a fucking movie. This is a movie about a cartoon teddy bear that smokes weed.
Yeah.
It's a fucking joke.
Right.
He's calling it bigoted. Let's look up the word bigot. Can we get the dictionary definition of the word bigot? A person who is intolerant towards those holding different opinions. Okay.
Who's the bigot in this equation here? So the joke is...
we're gonna just go twist the fucking words until they don't mean what they mean anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So here are two testosterone-driven, adolescent-minded entities. One's a stuffed bear, and one's supposedly a 30-something man.
Right.
But the whole characters are built around them being adolescent-minded, and so they're gonna start beating on each other. For any adolescent, and again, they're testosterone driven. So what do guys do? They make fun of each other. What do guys do when they know that they're vulnerable to another friend's testosterone driven pounding? If he's watching
the fucking joke.
Yeah, if he's watching this stuff. Heck yeah, that's the joke. The guy's going to make fun of him for watching this.
And even so, so then I said, you should have said dudes with boobs, because I just thought it was clever and funny, and who gives a fuck?
Yeah. Dudes
with boobs and trans girls are two different things. There's a difference between Bailey J and your gross, hairy, overweight uncle. Only a bigoted hate monger would say otherwise. Really? Really? This is where we're taking this. I mean, it's a fucking cartoon teddy bear. And, laughing at a joke like a normal human being laughs at jokes. What the fuck do you think you are? You think the transgendered people don't get to be made fun of? No. Everybody else gets to be made
sure,
fun of.
Sure.
I got no issues with that. And just because I laugh at a joke doesn't mean I'm one step away from dragging Matthew Shepard behind the fucking truck. But they're seeing it that way, right?
Right.
So I said, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you, thought police. I will laugh at whatever I think is funny, including you. I won't stop anyone from doing what makes them happy, but fuck anyone who tells me what to laugh at. You're worse than the fucking Christians. Which, I mean, seriously, some of the goddamn... that's where I have my problems with Christians. That's my only problem with Christians, when they get in my way telling me what I can't watch, what art is no good or not good. Fuck off. This is free expression, free speech. Fuck off. They've turned into religious zealots. What's the difference?
Dude, that's probably the funniest thing you've said in months.
Thank you. So he says, nobody...
So as a Christian, I just want to state for the record, that was awesome.
Thank you.
That was awesome.
So he says, nobody's stopping you from being a horrible person. Keep being a... Yeah, because I react at a normal... These fucking people, they're just... I just want to strangle them until their eyes pop. I want to do the Total Recall on their faces,
yeah.
It's like, what is the fucking problem with you guys? You get in a twist over shit like this. You start calling people bigots and hate mongers. And,
right.
And basically, you know, taking them like they're one step away from the guys that, right. You know,
yes.
Hang gays and things like
right.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't see you going crazy after the Islams. I'm a horrible fucking person, but the Islamics are hanging gays from the...
throw them off buildings.
Throw them off buildings.
Yeah.
I just laughed at a joke from a cartoon teddy bear that really doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. Dude, does this idiot realize that he's fucking his own... Maybe he's a plant on our side.
Yeah.
To make him look so childish and stupid.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, and what was it... You and I grew up with movies like... Animal House and Caddyshack,
yeah.
Which was all about the snobs against the slobs, right?
Yes.
And basically, it was about, at a very base level, and maybe at a very crass level sometimes, it was about guys saying, hey, we'll do what the fuck we want and stop telling us how we're wrong and judging us because we like to have fun or do this that you don't like to do.
Yeah.
We won't get in your way. But stop fucking with us.
Stick it to the man.
Yeah. But we'll stick it to the man when the man starts screwing with us and getting in our way.
Yeah, yeah.
Telling us what to do.
Right.
But I'm not trying to tell this guy what to do. I'm not trying to tell this guy. He wants to go and cut up his dick and turn it into a fucking open hot dog bun and then curl it in so it's a cunt. Fine. Knock yourself out. Whatever makes you happy. I don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me.
Right.
But don't tell me what not to fucking laugh at.
Yeah,
I'll laugh at whatever the fuck I want.
Right, yeah.
Doesn't mean I'm trying to stop your... That's the problem. These SJWs and the feminists especially, it's not about being powerful or making your own choices and saying, I'm going to do what I want. It's about making sure that everybody else loves you and accepts you. And, I got to...
The anger, the out... They lash out.
They lash out. Well, of course. Then the coward deletes all his fucking
shit. Sure. They lash out, and it's driven not necessarily... Here's my interpretation. They don't lash out necessarily at you. There's something fundamentally broken inside them.
Yeah.
And they're projecting that anger that they have on the first thing that's convenient to them.
Let me see if I could show you how far this stupid shit got. What did this guy finally say? So I said, I don't need a parade or any other validation of what I find is funny, nor I'll be self-important enough to decide who is or who is not funny or who can decide what is funny. He says, no, you're just laughing at the expense of someone else's dignity. There's no one else here. It's a fucking fictional character. It's a cartoon fucking teddy bear. Nobody had any dignity expended or taken away. They don't fucking exist. Do you not understand that, Nanosh? You dumb fuck. Hey, I'm not trying to police your thoughts. Alice Illusion comes back. I'm simply here to recommend some other comedies you might enjoy, like Birth of a Nation. No, fucking, black people's plight is a thing they cannot change. Maybe you can't change the things that you desire, but you can change your actions. And if you take the action of fucking getting boobs when you got a dick, that's...
No.
I have the opportunity to laugh at your choices.
I will take it a step further. The joke isn't about...
No, it's about a straight man liking that shit.
Chicks with dicks. It's not about guys with boobs. Whatever you want. It's about pornography and a heterosexual man. It's Seth MacFarlane going over the top. That is the joke. And all comedy is based...
Keep reading this shit?
Yeah.
It gets amazing.
Oh, man, this is good stuff.
Hey, you know the way they string up black people is equally a knee slapper. Yes, because hanging black people is exactly the same as Mark Wahlberg saying, I watch a little too much porn to a cartoon fucking teddy bear. Hey, I'm sure the Klan would have felt shame for being attracted to black people that Mark Wahlberg feels for being attracted to trans women. No, not exactly the same. No. Not exactly the same at all.
There's a slight problem with your equivalency.
You are basically equating black people. It's as if that you know, the closest I could come to is when Stan in South Park made himself black.
Yeah.
That would be laughing at him for making himself black and putting his testicles in his knees.
His kneecaps.
Basically butchering himself.
Actually, that was Kyle.
Oh, yes, Kyle. I'm sorry. It was Kyle. You're right.
Yeah, the Jew decided he was going to become...
A black man, so he could be a basketball player.
Yeah. What did they... What did they call that surgery? It was a...
Oh, it was fucked up. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I can't think of it, but it was funny.
I'm just saying the hateful caricatures of trans women are so funny to you.
I thought this one line
was funny.
Hold on. I think it was called a negroplasty.
Get out of here. Hold on. We're going to pause this.
Pause. We got dogs in the house.
We got dogs.
Who let the dogs out?
Okay. Yep, and we're back. So... let's see. Evil, lecherous, Jewish caricature joke. I think that one might be right up your ally. He misspelled ally. after all, if you find one form of bigoted humor hilarious,
It's
not bigoted humor. If you say humor at the expense of others, have you ever seen humor?
I was going to say that the whole point of humor is...
I'm pretty sure most of it is at the expense of other people. Watch any Roadrunner cartoon, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a fucking break. At one point, I think he said, you'll just spit upon people different from yourself and play the I'm being oppressed card when people don't... I'm not being oppressed, okay? I'm saying you're a thought fascist who tries to shame people and saying what the fuck they can laugh at. And you go after people on this... This is trivial as can be.
But
these people are out there in the colleges and everything. Yeah, they are going to be in positions of power. They're going to be running your HR. See, and
I think here's... I have faith that these morons are never going anywhere in life.
So the last one I got, I think, if you had a sister that was trans, that would be news to my sister.
Yeah.
And you knew she would be hurt, raped, or murdered because she really wasn't who she said she was, would you still find it funny then? Jesus fucking Christ, I laughed. I giggled at a movie where nobody actually got hurt, and a cartoon teddy bear, and now my trans sister, which doesn't exist, is getting raped. There's not an equivalency between these two things. Jesus fucking Christ.
I think Alice needs to just up the meds because something's way out of balance there. I mean, reality is just...
But I'm a bigot.
A foreign concept to this person.
I'm a bigot. Remember, a bigot is someone who is totally intolerant of those holding different opinions. And irony is a bitch, ain't it?
But it's funny. Irony certainly is funny.
I bring this up because these SJWs are just getting worse and worse and worse. And they are hurting people.
Until
we stand up to them, even on these little things,
and
fuck you, I will laugh at what I want to laugh. You're an idiot. You're a moron. And obviously, I mean, either he got a lot of hate. I don't know what happened. He deleted all his shit. Most of these guys deleted their stuff. I think it was because people were like, are you serious? Are you fucking serious? So, what's this one that you sent me? Michelle's race baiting on the black guy who gives her a must-see history lesson.
Yeah,
Michelle Obama?
Yes. So, you remember her... I think we talked about it last time you and I did our podcast, where she did the commencement speech at the Tuskegee... Did we talk about that? Or
I think you're thinking of another podcast.
I think I might be.
You cheating bastard.
I know that. I know that was a topic that was on something that I contributed to.
I know you weren't in the last.
No, I wasn't.
You know, it's funny. I happen to be up for whatever reason, so I started listening, and I'm on my tablet, and I'm sitting downstairs.
By the way, that one was kind of funny.
I got about halfway through it, and I just fucking passed out. I'm laying there with my headphones on and my tablet, probably drool coming down my face. Uh-huh. I finally wake up at the very end of it. They're saying, "We're out. We're going. We're leaving." So thanks to everybody. Conservative Yoda. Oh, he's gone. He's passed out. I was like, man, they had my number. So, I apologize. Internet is fucking terrible tonight. So,
yeah. Well, if her whole race baiting speech that she gave.
I hate her.
Yeah. This guy actually gives her.
Did I say hate? Trigger.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, and this is taking a few minutes to come up, but okay. So let me read this.
Yeah.
In a recent installment of Zonation, host Alfonso Rachel. By the way, I've watched him quite a bit on PJTV. He's awesome. Reacted to Michelle Obama's recent commencement address at Tuskegee University. As Western journalism reported, the First Lady used the forum to spread a message of victimhood among black graduates. I'm disappointed that the students at Tuskegee University didn't get up and walk out of her speech. It's like the graduates spent all the time at college and didn't learn anything worth a hard donut. He explained that the university's founder, Booker T. Washington, railed against the type of race baiting used by Obama in her speech. Even in Washington's day, the former slave was able to recognize the self-serving instigators and hope to profit by maintaining discord within the black community. The sad part is that despite your supposed pro-black mentality, the black community doesn't prosper for it. The black community is growing discontent, and this is what you want. Diagnosing what he sees as a true impetus behind such divisive language, the host declared that Michelle Obama and her ilk will not be satisfied until every American is as miserable as they are. This is when we will have justice. That is when America will be purified, when it's baptized in a lake of misery. Using his online program to share an alternate message with college graduates, Rachel explained that what will actually help heal the racial divide currently plaguing the nation. What makes the tensions die down is getting out there and using your God-given talent to be of good service to each other. That's what gets respect. And yeah, he's on top of it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, all this stuff that they say is the problem. I mean, I was listening to some of these SJ warriors, and they talk about how society was designed to keep women down, to keep minorities down, everything. I'm like, you just don't fucking get it. And this is where your entire thing falls apart. There was no design to this society. The only design we had was people are allowed to be free and say whatever they want to say. And they're allowed to keep bear arms. This basically was outlined in the Bill of Rights, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then let's just see what happens. And people can vote and put it in. And it's been a very organic thing that has grown up over the course of 220 years.
Yeah.
And we can argue about this, that, and the other, but there isn't some dude up there saying, and now blacks will be this, and women will be this. And now we're more freedom than we ever have in a lot of ways, because we have, well, and in a lot of ways we have less freedom than we ever have.
Sure, sure.
But the point is that you listen to these people whine about their first world fucking problems because somebody said something and they get triggered. There was one the other day I saw on the Sargon of Akkad. And he's like, this guy is waiting for an advisor in the university. And she's like, you're harassing me. He's like, how am I harassing? It's like sitting here waiting for an advisor is harassing me. It's like, that's not harassment. Yes, it is. And he was recording the whole thing. So, but she was very triggered by him sitting there waiting, being, you know, male.
Who was she?
She was somebody who worked at the college. And I wish I had the exact information.
Oh, this is awesome. This is good stuff.
But if you could find the...
Oh, yeah, I'll look up Sargon. Yeah.
But, he's just sitting there. The dude's just sitting there. He's like, I'm just waiting for advisor. It's like, and she's just all over him. It's basically he's being male.
And that's triggering her.
And that's triggering her.
Yeah.
That's where we're at with these feminists.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, right. So do you want to talk about our folks in Canada?
Yes.
And how they got triggered?
Well, this is what I'm talking about. Yeah. Because it's not enough for them to live out their lives and not be bothered. Which, you know what? I'm all for it.
I'm on board.
You want to be lesbian, gay, trans, look, whatever, so, not be so bothered and screwed around.
Before we get into this, Ireland had just passed this big vote on gay marriage.
Oh, yeah. I did hear about that.
Right. And so there was this big effort to they had folks, I'm sure they had folks on both sides campaigning for this, but
that phone just will not stay in your hand.
Yeah, well, I just try to balance it in my lap. So they had this big campaign, blah blah blah, and so there were all basically it turned out to be a record vote. I mean, there were just so many people interested.
Did they vote for it?
And they passed by a mile. I mean,
Irish just, Catholics, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they just totally.
It's all those anti-religious crazy people.
Yeah, apparently.
It's those people that just, they sit there in the church every day just saying, I hate the gays.
and so.
All seven of them.
The point being, it passed. And my thought is, look, if this country, if this group of people, if this culture, however you want to define this region, this group of people, culturally, whatever, they decide this is how we want, and by a wide majority, this is the way we feel like we're comfortable in this area. And I say, God bless.
Yeah.
If that's, for you there, if that works for you, be happy.
Be what you want to be.
Be that's happy. Fine. Be absolutely.
Happy. I don't get in your way. You don't get in my way. But that's not enough. You're bigoted.
That's not enough.
It's not enough.
And that's where
you have to completely embrace the lifestyle. And not only that, you have to stop being who you are because that is triggering them. Right. You are no longer allowed to be a straight white male, Jim.
You know, you would not, by their definition, you will cease to be a bigot once you go get the implants.
That's right. I have to go.
That's absolutely in their mind.
Mutilate myself.
In their mind, that's the only way.
Yeah.
That you can.
They want the straight white man to be eradicated from the face of the earth. That's the only thing that is how far they are now.
Sure.
It is not enough. The fact that you and I exist is too much for them.
Yeah.
And they are going to do everything they can to at the very best, make us like in Mad Max, make us blood bags, just, you know, useful for food and sustenance, and that's it. I truly believe that. I'm serious. That's where these SJWs are. They want us dead. They hate us. They believe that we are the source of all their problems, which we're not, but they've focused their blame, and this is no different than, you know, thousands of years ago when everybody blamed the Jews, or in the 40s, when that Hitler blamed the Jews for all their problems, or when we blamed the blacks in the or kept them as slaves, whatever group got persecuted, it's so different.
Yeah.
We're just the new ones on the chopping block because we did a lot of the persecuting back in the day.
Right, and now it's our turn.
Now let's forget about that, because that makes it right.
Yeah, because let's forget about finally getting to a place of enlightenment where we have.
We don't want to talk about all the dead white straight men that died in the Civil War or had March for this kind of stuff who were trying to help. We're just, because of who we are and what we were born with, we are bad.
Yeah.
And that's where they
and
are.
And that's okay.
Which means they have not learned a goddamn thing from history.
No. No, no, no.
So, getting to our story, circling around. So, here's what happens. A Canadian Christian jeweler custom made a pair of engagement rings for a lesbian couple.
I think the story here, if I can interrupt, is
fucking stop interrupting
slightly me. Wrong. He's a jeweler who happens to be Christian.
Is he Jew? I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
I see what you did there. Uh-huh. Yeah, so
they can't be Christian and Jew. That's not right.
They paint him as a Christian jeweler.
Yeah,
and it's like, well, that means he's a jeweler who.
He makes only Christian
rings. Who does his work as, you know, for Christians.
No, I think he's just a jeweler. He just runs his, and he is a Christian.
And is a Christian.
And he's not a big supporter of same-sex marriage. And here's the thing. I don't know what he believes in, but given his actions, I think what his issue is that he's not a big believer of putting it under law. I don't think he apparently has much of a problem with people doing what they want to do.
He certainly...
I'm inferring here.
But I'm
going by his actions. I mean, how much could he be against it? So let's get through the story so people know what the fuck we're talking about. Let the listener judge
what's going on here.
So a jeweler custom made a pair of engagement rings for a lesbian couple, Nicole White and Pam Renault, at their request. Later, when they found out the jeweler personally opposes same-sex marriage, they went to pieces and demanded their money back. This is from the report. White, that's one of the same-sexes. The jeweler was great to work with. They seemed to have no issues. They knew the two of us were a same-sex couple. I referred some of my friends there just because I did get some good customer service. They had good prices. They fucking did what you wanted them to do.
So to set the stage, a jeweler who happens to be Christian,
yes,
worked with these folks and gave them something that they were very happy with.
Yes, with no problems, no issues whatsoever.
They find out on his off time, in his own personal... It sounds like he was very professional, offered great service in his professional job. In his off time, in his personal space, they find out he's not a supporter of same-sex marriage. He doesn't go out there and support the campaign of same-sex marriage. And it doesn't explicitly say that he supports the other side, but it kind of implies that. So let's say he even contributes somehow to the campaign against gay marriage. The fact remains, this man provided professional service, worked with them.
Didn't refuse them,
and in fact did such a good job that they were willing to refer others to him until they found that he is a free thinker.
So now a friend went in to purchase a ring for his girlfriend. That would imply to me that the straight couple went in there.
Yeah.
And they saw a sign that said, "The sanctity of marriage is under attack. Let's keep marriage between a man and a woman." So now the lesbian couple believes the rings they ordered will have been tainted by having been fashioned by a jeweler, given what impure thoughts he holds in his mind. What the fuck?
So his impure thinking somehow infected the soul of inanimate objects.
We're here. We're queer. We're fucking morons. We're scared of everything. We're scared of things. I really feel bad that White would feel we would in any way try to hurt or discriminate from her, but will not retract from what I believe. I cannot say, well, because you feel bad, I will stop believing what I believe. When I walk on Church Street in Toronto, where I am right now, and I see LGBT rainbow flags, I see lots of signs and lots of things on public property. I don't have a problem with them. I accept it. I chose to come to Canada, and we accept the whole package. I don't discriminate against that, nor do I come in and tell them to take it down. For the same reason, I ask them to have the same respect in return, especially when it's my own business. But after dealing with online bullying and threats, Jarden decided this week to refund the deposit to the couple. One of the reasons my family chose to move to Canada was the rights that it offered, the freedom of religion, the freedom of speech, both of which at the time seemed very limited in Mexico. However, due to posting our religious beliefs, many people in Newfoundland want to shut down our business. That's what they've been telling us. Even though he did the work and didn't refuse anybody's service and did not discriminate because he has wrong thoughts. Do you remember when we talked about the gay bakery we went on? Right. I said how creepy this was.
Yeah.
That they're sending him to I told you, this isn't about whether or not you even do the actions that you're supposed to do. If you are not right, they'll send you to a re-education camp.
Yeah.
That's what they want to do. They'll threaten you. They'll bully you. They'll come after you online. These fucking people are disgusting.
It's it has shades of 1984 mixed in with the fascist Mein Kampf of the 30s.
These delicate fucking snowflakes. Fuck you. You know what?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Well,
you got your rings. Nobody was harmed.
I actually laughed at this. And I have to apologize to the jeweler because I'm laughing at the dignity that's being taken away from him. But I mean, I just laugh at this because it is so absurd. This is beyond
it's
absurd.
Ridiculous.
This is just, you've got to be kidding me.
What, Jim, what we've talked about this before. Is there any gay or lesbian couples being stopped from getting married or living together or living their lives together?
No.
It's not happening.
No.
So
there's so look at one time in this
country. What's the problem?
At one time in this country, there was a very institutional thinking that homosexuality was a mental disorder, and there's no denying the fact
in that some places, yes, I think in other places it was a little bit more bohemian, and they had I'm not saying that they were always accepted; they had to be in the closet and all that. But
there was a time when these people were put on the margins.
Yes,
and if they were lucky, they were kind of outcast on the margins.
Right.
If they were unlucky, that they were physically hurt. I'm not denying that there was a time in our history,
sure,
in just about every single culture in this world where that has happened.
Yeah, we're not alone in this.
We did not lead the charge.
We're unique in actually changing around and accepting it.
There are societies that tend to be a little bit more socialist that feel like they are way out in front in terms of being accepted.
Oh, okay, but it's 2015. I'm asking you for 2015.
But now, yeah.
Is it a problem anymore?
So now we come to where we're at, and they act as if we are the same people that our great-grandparents were.
But they can do... They can do it. They can get married.
They can...
What's the problem? What's the real problem here? Nobody's stopping them from living together. Nobody's stopping them from getting married. They bought the rings. They got a ceremony.
I think the fact that they don't have the absolute legal status.
Hold on. Let's pause it. So the again. There's no problem from the getting out. So where's the problem? Where's the real problem that is not sanctified by the state?
I think yes. So, in society, there's two things that they seem to be attacking. One is they want total, complete recognition under the law.
Right.
Same-sex marriage. I'm not sure, but I think I don't know. I think it depends on who you ask.
In my mind, I think most of it is about taxes and money.
There's benefit to that. Yes,
you can make legal for everything else in your personal property. If you go out and you get the legal stuff done, wills and all that kind of stuff, you could. I mean, if people can leave their fucking estates to their cat, I don't think a gay guy should have a problem leaving his stuff to another gay guy.
Yes,
you know, it means you have to work. You actually have to go out and get a lawyer and all that bullshit, like the rest of us.
Yeah.
Sorry, but you know, to get it done. Second thing is about the taxes, because there's a tax break on marriage.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, look, if the government wasn't involved in setting tax policy around whether people are, you know, fucking each other or whatever's going on or getting together, if that was not a part of state society, then this wouldn't be a problem.
No.
You know, so it's all about the money to me. And I think we talked about this before. It's like, you want it to get by the state? Why?
Right.
So you get a tax break? Well, true love.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like a fucking fairy tale.
So the other part of it that I feel is really going on here is what you've already talked about, which is they just can't stand it that someone else doesn't like them.
Yeah, these poor little snowflakes can't handle it.
Yeah.
Grow the fuck up. I mean, I'm just at that point. Just grow the fuck up.
Yeah. Well, let's be very honest. Life isn't fair.
No.
And I'm not gonna complain about my life because I've been very blessed.
I've got lots to complain about. Okay. Give me another hour. I can bitch like nobody. No,
you will complain. You don't have much to complain about. That's the point.
That says you.
But yeah, I mean, you know, we say it all the time. Look, we live in the first world, and we live in the best country in the first world.
Yeah, the first world problems just get on my ass.
Yeah. Now, and we love to exercise our First Amendment rights.
You and I talked about, here's a lesbian couple who got what they asked for.
Yes.
Who had no problems.
Very satisfied with
them. Satisfied with their problems. And they fully find out that a guy put up a little sign that says, I'm not a supporter of gay marriage.
Yes.
Showing his non-support of gay marriage.
Yes. I don't think
that was
way,
it.
I don't think the way you think.
Meanwhile, in Iran, they bind him up and throw him off roofs.
Yeah.
Fuck you! Get a life, you dumb fuck. Let's fix those problems first before you start worrying about whether or not a guy who gave you all the service you could ask for, kept his mouth shut, and was very polite, happens to have a different view than you do, you fucking weak coward.
Yes. Yes.
All of these SJWs, they're nothing but cowards. And this guy that was giving me kinds of shit deleted all his comments.
Right. Well, sure. Sure.
They're all cowards. Every single one of them. Well, fuck them.
Because they're non-logical, emotional reactionaries. I can imagine what he did was read through there and realize, oh, I'm an idiot. I better delete these. Because in hindsight, he came to this same conclusion that all the other observers who are watching that thread and chiming in saying, are you kidding me? What planet are you from?
Well, and that's just it. I mean, these people are just so insulated in some sort of academic bubble or echo chambers. They never understand that there's people. Just because people have different views of you doesn't make them a hater, doesn't mean they're going to kill you or anything else.
Exactly.
It's insane.
Exactly.
There are people out there like that, but not really in this country. Not really.
Yeah, they certainly would be the fringe.
Very, very fringe.
And look, if they...
Well, let's be honest here, Jim. Let's be really fucking honest.
Yeah.
There are no more problems in this country except for the ones that we're making ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Crime rate has gone down.
Yep.
Insanely so for the last 20 years.
Yep.
We live at a level of a lifestyle that the mightiest pharaoh in Egypt, his brain would break in half seeing what I have.
Yeah.
Air conditioning, the internet, entertainment at our fingertips at any moment in time.
If you want, of course, not you in your house tonight, but if you wanted...
No, not today.
If you wanted...
Fucking internet. Wait a minute, I really do have problems. Holy shit.
If you wanted to knowledge on anything,
you
name anything, any subject, you could get knowledge at a very fundamental level.
That's the irony, isn't it? Yes. So many people are so fucking stupid, it's unbelievable.
And that's... Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, all you have to do is do the slightest bit of looking up. Yeah. Don Lemon got hammered on CNN yesterday because he was saying, you know, you could go out there and get an automatic weapon. It's just way too easy. And I think it was Ben Ferguson or a conservative guy. He's like, what are you talking about? He says, well, you can just go out there and get something and you can just pump all kinds of bullets into somebody. He's like, yeah, but that's... Is that an automatic weapon? What are you talking about? He's like, yeah, an automatic weapon. He says, do you know what an automatic weapon is? He's like, well, you can shoot a lot of bullets really quickly. He says, you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about, do you? You're a journalist. You're supposed to know these things. You're supposed to at least do the slightest bit of fucking research.
Yeah.
An automatic weapon is when you pull the trigger and hold it, and bullets come spraying out one after the other.
Yes.
A semi-automatic weapon is when you pull the trigger, and then you can pull it again without cocking it.
Yes.
But you still have to, it's one pull, one bullet.
One bullet, yes.
A non-automatic weapon, you pull the trigger, and then you have to cock the thing.
Yes.
You have to, yes. Like a shotgun is a non-automatic weapon.
A revolver is it?
Doesn't it kind of throw the hammer back again, and you can pull. I think a revolver is a semi.
You know what? I think you're right.
I think a revolver is a semi.
I think the originals you had to. Yes.
The point is, I'm a dumb fuck who doesn't like guns.
Sure.
I don't know that much about guns.
I'm going to have to get a gun, I think.
And I know at least that much. Don Lemon is on CNN. He's out there informing people. Right?
Well,
with a megaphone that will hit millions of people in one form or another, either through the internet, through Twitter, or through CNN itself. Yeah. And he doesn't fucking know what he's talking about.
Well, they...
Or he does, and he's a liar. I'm willing to take... You can't not know unless you're just willfully ignorant.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't take much. So that's my point. I mean, all these fuckers are just willfully ignorant about either what's going on.
Right.
They sit in their colleges. They don't. Right. Just the bullshit that they spew out of these 21-year-olds, these 20-year-olds.
Well, and it's not about the individual rights.
No, it's amazing to me. How quickly they're willing to take away rights.
Yes.
Just so people can feel better.
Yes.
And not be offended. And, you know, nobody... Look, if I do something and I say something and I don't intend offense and I'm not trying to be insulting, unlike what I usually am on this podcast, but, let's just say, I thought this guy was, you just say something stupid, you know, and you don't mean anything by it.
Yeah.
And then they start yelling, you know, racism, sexism, everything else. No, it's your problem. You're the one taking offense. This guy didn't mean anything by it, and you're inferring because you're a fucking retard, weakling snowflake.
Yeah, right. Well, and look, there's a whole group of them out there that their whole reason to be, their whole purpose in life has been defined as, all right, I'm out there hunting for someone to attack. Because I'm
which they do with me.
Because I'm a social justice warrior.
Which is what the trans guy did with me.
Let's find something important for us to look at and say, hey, this is a discussion we have to have. And they're not even bright enough to find the right thing to have the discussion about.
It was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's getting worse. And here's my fear, Jim, these idiots, if they don't grow up real quick and start realizing there's a world outside of their little fucking leftist echo chamber, they're going to get into positions of power because they gravitate towards places where you have power.
See, this
over
is where
you
people. And I kind of diverge because I think these morons are so stupid that they're not.
But Don Lemon's at CNN. Harry Reid, fuck, that guy's a moron. He's majority leader of the Senate for way too long. Nancy Pelosi, oh my God, that woman is just three synapses short of a loaf of bread.
Yeah, but these aren't the social justice warriors.
Are they becoming that way?
Well,
they're morons.
Yeah, politicians. Politicians are a little bit.
Not just in politics. I'm not saying just in politics.
Right.
This is why I want to circle around this IRS story. Okay. You don't have to get into politics necessarily. You get into the State Department. The government's so fucking big. There's 8 million jobs there where you have power over people.
Yeah.
And the IRS is one of them. This poor guy, he runs a convenience store. His name is Lyndon McClellan. And he's got a country store, and he owns it in, where is it? Somewhere in the heart of the Bible Belt, the L&M Convenience Mart. It's located in Fairmont, North Carolina.
Okay.
He's been expanding it to include a restaurant that serves like hot dogs, hamburgers, and catfish sandwiches. Because, of course, it's North Carolina.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, it's like what you find at the ballpark. Hot dogs, peanuts, and catfish sandwiches.
Catfish sandwiches.
So... he puts in a lot of little deposits into the bank because, you know, he gets a day's worth and he'll put in $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 into the bank one after the other. He does it daily. The problem is that the IRS has a problem with if you have a bunch of little deposits under $10,000, they'll seize that because they think it's drug trafficking. They just took his fucking money. Just took it. No
due process.
No due process. Yeah. No charges. Just took it. So there were federal men when McClellan, let's see, on a summer day last July, McClellan, who hadn't yet arrived at the store, received a phone call from one of his employees summoning him to L&M. More than a dozen federal agents had flooded into his business. Officers from the North Carolina Alcohol Law Enforcement, the local police department, and the FBI. And they were all asking for him. When he arrived at the store, he met two federal agents dressed in suits who asked to speak with him in private. McClellan led the agents to the L&M stock room where he asked if he knew of the term structuring. You ever heard of this?
No.
Neither have I. He didn't either. The federal agents showed McClellan paperwork that included deposits to the store's account at the Lambie Guarantee Bank. The statement showed two deposits made within a 24-hour period, totaling $11,400. The statements indicated that he had a history of consistent cash deposits of less than... This is cash deposits.
Yeah.
Of less than $10,000, which is illegal. Why? Why is that illegal? Why should that be illegal?
And how would he have known?
And how would you have known? The agents told the small business owner that something that shook him to his core. The IRS had seized all of the money in L&M's bank account, $107,702.66. Just took it.
Wow.
Are you telling me you took my money? McClellan recalled asking the agents. I didn't understand what was going on. They dropped a bomb on me. I was lost for 5 to 10 minutes. I can't believe y'all guys can walk in here and tell me y'all took every bit of my money out of the bank. After law enforcement cleared the store, McClellan's store, he drove to the Guarantee Bank. The agents had been there 3 hours earlier and emptied his account, walking out of the building with a cashier's check. McClellan walked out of the bank with nothing. So, for unknowingly committing a structuring violation, the government seized all the money in McClellan's bank account by using a section of a civil asset forfeiture law that regulates cash deposits. In recent years, seizures executed because of structuring violations have increased dramatically. In 2005, the Internal Revenue Service made just 114 structuring seizures. By 2012, that would risen to 639. During that same time period, the agency seized $242 million for structuring violations.
Wow.
So it's not enough that they're just jacking us in our paychecks. Now they're just going in and taking your money.
Just because they can.
Just because
they can.
This
is the power. So this person actually did not commit any crime such as...
He committed no crime whatsoever.
Right, so...
He was not even...
This law is put into place because of the way drug dealers perform their business and how they end up getting money.
Right.
And so because this gentleman unknowingly, his business as a convenience store, he ends up getting money and decides, okay, well, as soon as I get some money, instead of just holding on to it, I better put it in the bank. That is, just because he puts in money in small amounts, well, just because that's also what drug dealers do, we have the right to take your money. That's bullshit.
Months after seizing McClellan's money, the federal government offered him 50% of his money back if he agreed to a settlement deal by March 30th. Well, we're fucking wrong, but we'll give you half of it back. Fuck you. And that's what he said to him. Fuck you. He said, what's right and what's wrong. He had enough. He was able to get by.
Yeah.
To deal with this. Most people probably wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But thank God he did. He says, I'm old school. If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. In this case, I feel like they're wrong. And they were. I was raised on and preached about what would be right and what would be wrong. Now, it's often the norm in a civil asset forfeiture case. McCullen must appear in court to prove his innocence. Is to prove his innocence? Are you fucking kidding me?
This is
innocent to proven guilty. They have to prove his guilt. Fuck you. Sorry, I get a little angry about this bullshit.
Yeah,
you have to come in to prove his innocence. That is just so bass-ackwards for the way this company, this country is supposed to be set up.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not waking up people in my house right now.
Look, we all need to wake up to this kind of crap. I mean, this is some new world order shit.
By the way, just so you know, the update isn't here, but he did get his money back.
F and A.
He fought it, and they finally had to do it, and they're looking at the forfeiture laws now. So thank God for that. But you know, the idea that when I say these SJWs, they are all about forcing you to think the way they think and to be the way they be. And these people get into places like this, these bureaucrats.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they're going to go all the way up to the presidency or something. But there's, you know, from the state level, the federal level, they get into the press. The press can do a lot of damage to a person, right? Yeah. This is what I'm talking about when they say they're going to get power. Because there's other ways to get power besides just, you know, passing laws in Congress. Right. And in fact, none of this sounds like it was a law passed in Congress.
Yeah, yeah. It was just a
fucking regulation. Yeah. So I haven't heard. Have you looked at the Amtrak thing at all?
No, I haven't. So there was that big derailment.
Yeah.
And I heard about that, but there hasn't been much follow-up that I'm aware of.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of different things. One is that MSNBC and everybody started talking about funding. Because I guess if you just put stacks of cash on the dashboard, then the train will slow down when it comes to I guess that's how it works.
Money does that.
Money does that.
It slows. Money does slow a lot of things down.
Yeah, if we put a big crate of money on the track, maybe that would have slowed it down before it got there. Been pretty spectacular too. What the fuck? Now I'm hearing that. Look, he didn't slow down at 50 miles an hour. I'm hearing that the cars get hit. That rocks were hitting that this is a normal thing though, and that they should be used to this. He had a concussion. He doesn't remember. I don't know, and I haven't heard anything new from it.
Right.
But my irritation with this was when they started yelling funding. They said, "Well, we've been trying to put in these auto brakes, where you know if you get to something that if you're going too fast, it will automatically break like a dead man switch or something like that.
Yeah.
If you get too close to a 100 mile an hour or a 50 mile an hour curve, and you're going 100 miles an hour, it's going to slow you down before you get there and avoid this." And yes, that would take money. I agree, except that money's already been appropriated. They have it. They are waiting and just put the shit on there. They're not doing it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, they're slow. They can't get it to work. Whatever. It has nothing to do with whether or not they were funded for this or not.
Right.
And this is generally their fucking answer about stuff. And then I get to look and I'm like, there's like 250 people on this train, a train that can hold well over 800. So that's why the death toll is because nobody's fucking using Amtrak anyway.
Right.
Nobody wants to get on the goddamn trains because they're worthless.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. I'm not against having Amtrak in general. My understanding is that the Eastern Corridor makes money.
Yes.
And that they do very well.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, the government, and I think this is on the GOP side, don't quote me on this. I'm sure it's on the Democrat side too, but the GOP is just as much for it. It's keeping Amtrak lines running in areas that nobody's getting on.
Right.
And it's fucking pointless to have these lines.
Yeah.
They don't want to close them. This is where I say the Republicans aren't our friends, because they're just as much about keeping the shit going and spending money as the Democrats are.
There's pork involved.
Yeah, there's pork involved, and this whole thing should come up to okay, just let's figure out first of all, stop propping up a private company.
Yeah,
if they can make money, let them shut down whatever lines are not making money. Let them deal with it. Stop propping them up with tax dollars.
Right.
But, and second, let's find out what's really happening in this crash. But I don't think money or funding had anything to do with it. I haven't heard yet what's going on. And, you know, I haven't been as involved as I should be. So I don't know. But, yeah. So what... You haven't seen anything, I assume.
I haven't. I'm a loser.
You are.
I've been way too busy lately.
Tell me about the graduation. We started talking about.
Oh yeah, I know. Look.
How'd it go?
It went great.
He got his diploma. They didn't arrest him.
No.
That's good.
Yep. He wasn't. No. Look, he's a smart kid. Yeah. He's
getting a full ride, isn't he?
Almost. Yeah. We have enough saved and with the academic scholarships, he's doing fine.
Fantastic.
Yeah. He graduated as an Kansas, ACT scholar.
Okay.
Which means he got a 32 or higher on his ACT score.
Fucking bright.
Yeah.
I wish I had studied for my ACT.
No kidding. And he was also a Kansas, state scholar. Which is in Kansas, they give out the Kansas State Scholar designation to 1,850 graduating high school kids every year.
Oh, okay.
So he was one of those 1,850.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So we went out, so nobody could agree on a movie today.
Oh, okay.
So... they wanted to see two of the boys, my son and my stepson, they wanted to see Tomorrowland.
Okay. It's a Disney thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
It got a 50%, and it's by Brad Bird. And I really like Brad Bird. He's done The Incredibles. Yep. He's done The Iron Giant. Yep. He did the last Mission Impossible movie. He did Ratatouille. Guys, everything Proven. He's done has been gold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's getting a 50%, and a lot of the sites that I read who are really big Brad Bird supporters, they were like, Brad, what the hell happened? You really dropped the ball on this one. And so that's disappointing to me.
Yeah.
I was really interested until I saw, some of the reviews.
It looks like a very confusing movie.
It does. I like the thing where she touches the Tomorrowland button and then everything changes.
Right, yeah.
And she's there, but she's not there. And what she sees is different than what everybody else is seeing. But
yeah.
I like that. I thought that was a really nifty idea. But beyond that, it's like, okay, well, I saw that in the trailer. It sounds like the rest of the movie is, eh.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Having seen that trailer that came out like 2 years ago, where she's in the police station.
Yeah, yeah, that
and
one.
And she gets...
It came out for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah. And not so two fucking years ago. Oh, Jesus whatever. Christ. They hadn't even filmed anything yet.
Whenever that came out.
It was tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrowland. See, they got it yesterday.
Yeah. But
I don't know. There's some time travel thing. I'm still working out the joke. I'm sorry. Fucked it up.
Yes, you did. But yeah, it was an interesting premise. And you didn't... That's all you got was just that little snippet of she touches it... Her senses are transported somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and then she lets go, and then she's like, "Whoa!"
She's back in the police station.
Right, yeah. So she touched it two or three times, and that's
like a personal holodeck.
Yeah, that was the hook, right?
Right.
You're like, "Whoa, this what's this about?"
This looks cool.
Well, now you've got more of when I started seeing the expanded trailers, where I was just like, "Well, what? Wait, they're going to." Tomorrowland, they got to travel there. Wait, I couldn't figure out
what was happening.
How does this fit in with what she was doing before?
Yeah,
it didn't. I couldn't wrap my head. So at some point I'm just like, well, this is just too confusing.
This is interesting. That's an interesting. Because I mean the boys liked it fine, and I don't think it was really that confusing. But I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that's an interesting thing about movie marketing. I mean, you either give away the whole fucking thing in the trailer, like Avatar did, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you could do a really mysterious trailer. If you remember the first Shining trailer, the only thing that was the
elevator doors open, opening up, and you're like, what the?
Yeah. It's like usually the blood gets off on the second floor. But, but that's all you saw, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you need to do and I think the original trailer for Tomorrowland was like this really mysterious, oh, she sees Tomorrowland, yeah. She puts down the... I'm good. You had me.
Yeah.
Don't show anything else. Don't bother.
Right.
But then you get this really confusing trailer, which shows enough to go,
wait, what?
What? I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
So, and what you are seeing is like, this looks kind of weird.
So you said you saw Mad Max.
Yes. Well, my kids, my daughter and my wife went and see Poltergeist.
Here's my impression of the Mad Max trailer.
Okay.
It's like, the first time I saw the trailer was, wow, what an overload of color, of action. And then the next several trailers were like, well, this is just action on steroids. And so my impression of what the movie is just nonstop.
Have you seen the reviews?
No.
Have you seen the tomato meter?
No.
You have any idea what the tomato meter is?
It's around 80%?
98%.
I was going to say, I thought it was pretty high, but I didn't remember.
Last I saw, 98%, 99%. Let me check right around.
I might have been actually been, what? IMDb, it might have been 80% or something like that. I forget what it was.
It is just getting rapturous reviews.
Yeah.
I don't know if the cinema score. The
A+. I was actually excited for that they put Tom Hardy in.
He's fine. He's good. It's almost not. Yeah, it's still at 98%.
Okay.
So, Mad Max Fury Road gets let's see, out of 170, 180 reviews, I think it was less than 5 that were bad.
Okay.
I mean, that's that's fucking tough to do.
Yeah.
I can't. The last time I saw a movie that high was probably a Pixar movie, or something like that. From what I could tell, let's see here, we have 5 rotten reviews out of 249.
Nice.
That's insane.
Yeah.
So and that makes sense for this movie because this movie is fucking insane. It is the best movie I've seen in probably 5. Or more years.
I love it. I'm such a Road Warrior geek.
Okay, if you really like the Road Warrior, you're gonna love this shit.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, you are going to love it. I need to see it again because there is a lot of happening.
I loved the Road Warrior so much that I suffered through Mad Max.
I liked Mad Max. I actually like Mad Max.
But Mad Max is a different movie than The Road Warrior.
It is a different movie than The Road Warrior, yes. But I like it.
Yes.
It's hardcore.
I made the mistake of watching The Road Warrior first.
I did too.
And then had to go back and watch Mad Max and go, man, I want more Mad Max.
Like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah. But I was, what was I, 16, 17 years old?
Right.
You know, and it was... I wanted more testosterone in Mad Max. In hindsight, it's a great prequel.
It is.
It was made before.
It was made before.
But the way I watched it, I saw Mad Max.
It's not a prequel. It's the first movie.
It's the first movie, right. No. The way I saw it, it was the prequel.
It was a prequel for you.
Yeah.
I mean, Mad Max was a gritty... first of all,
it was so way ahead of its time.
It was. The only nitpick I have with Fury Road, or really with any of the Mad Max movies, is that you really can't get too bogged down in continuity.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of things that you go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And the guy that's the bad guy in this one is the guy who was the bad guy toe cutter in the original Mad Max. Of course,
really?
He's in his 60s now or 70s.
Nice.
But, and he can't, you wouldn't recognize him. He's buried under prosthetics and makeup and a big mask and all that. So you never really see him other than his eyes. But it's the same guy.
Right.
And George Miller's done that. He had Bruce Spence play the kind of a good guy in The Road Warrior, kind of a bad guy in Mad Max, the Thunderdome.
Right.
And, He has his car again that got destroyed in The Road Warrior.
Right.
He's got that interceptor again, but it gets destroyed again. So now it's like, to me, it's like getting it to be a joke. It's like, is he going to have it every time?
Right,
or what's going
right.
on? I think
it's like Kenny in South Park.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, they killed the interceptor.
you bastards.
but the car, like if you go from Mad Max to The Road Warrior, I think there's a pretty clear delineation.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they have that where, okay, and then after Mad Max, you know, then we had the everything really fell apart. We lost oil and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It really turned to shit. And then when they get to Thunderdome, they say, and then after the Road Warrior, then we had nuclear war, and everything really, really is bad. Like, it wasn't fucking bad before.
Right, yeah.
You know, and now you get to Fury Road, they're like, yeah, it's fucking Mad Max movie. What do you want?
Yeah. We got cars, bullets, and
we're not telling you. We're not telling you shit what happened. He's got his car back. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And,
sure.
You know, Miller's old. He can't remember, you know, details.
Whatever.
And shit like that. But, you know, the amazing thing about this is how many movies, I'm thinking Tron, Indiana Jones, the Star Wars prequels, Superman Returns. What else? Maybe even, they didn't really do an Aliens. Prometheus,
sure.
That would be one.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a director coming back to the thing that made him big.
Yes.
Steven Spielberg with Indiana Jones, George Lucas with Star Wars. I'll even put Peter Jackson, The Hobbit, in there.
Sure.
Tron Legacy.
Yeah.
All these where they bring them back 20, 30 years later, and they're just crap.
Yeah.
They're just terrible.
They just don't work.
Whatever reason, these guys get old.
Yeah.
I think Plinkett's theory was, you know, Spielberg became a grandpa.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so when he made Indiana Jones, he put in a lot of cute little fuzzy gophers, and, you know, nobody got murdered, really, and it was all bloodless, and it wasn't any of the grit that you had in the original Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah, there's forget edginess.
Yeah.
He wants something that his grandkids can enjoy.
George Lucas just got a raging case of Alzheimer's, and who knows what the fuck he was thinking when he was doing this.
He got a lobotomy.
Yeah. Superman Returns, that was Bryan Singer, but he was trying to make
He was.
What Donner did, and, you know. And I could go on and on and on. Yeah. And so, you know, you get worried. It's like, oh, George Miller, is he going to be... You know, is it going to be the gritty thing?
Right.
Not to worry. The man is more insane than he's ever been.
Australians have that way of keeping the insanity going.
Oh, man. I am telling you, this is... And I'm just... I am... It's not often that you sit through an entire movie in a state of clenched...
Oh, good.
Like, your sphincter is not moving, man. And you're just like, holy fuck.
That's the kind of thing I had going with World War Z.
Yeah.
Except it just fizzes out. And, you know, you've got this pedal to the metal, high throttle... chase action thing going on, and then it gets to the point where the plane crashes, and of course, you know, Brad Pitt and the other person are the only two that survive. Of course, and at that
even
point,
though Brad Pitt has half a wing through his body,
right? Exactly.
Could you pull this wing out of my body, please?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now just put some back teeth on it. I'll walk it off.
Yeah.
Throw some dirt on that. It's fine.
Give me a little Robitussin. Yeah. I'll be fine.
Just my intestines are hanging out.
And at that point, it's just kind of like, okay, now we're just fizzling out. Oh, yeah, by the way, we have a story plot line that we probably need to tie up.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, and so...
Well, that's the problem.
Up until that point, that's what that movie was. And then it just kind of, you know, it ran off the rails. I love a good movie that can do that and sustain and go, let's get crazy for 2 hours.
Here's the amazing thing about Mad Max, and it is a little bit like The Terminator, which I think is a really perfect movie.
The original?
The original.
Yeah, yeah.
The second one's great.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's got a little too much of that, you know, the hasta la vista, and it really bogs down in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing with the Mad Max movies and I think the original Terminator, and there's other movies that are like this. The action has a reason to happen, and when it happens, it begets other action, and things build upon each other. Yeah. It's not just random shit, just Transformers landing in China for no fucking reason at all, you know? Just to appease an overseas market.
Right.
Things are happening, and because those things happen, other things start happening, and choices are made because of what has happened, and you're propelled through the story as you're working your way through. And even the slow parts, you're like, and what's going to happen and why?
Right. Right.
The only strange thing about it is like it's basically the entire movie is they go out and then they come back and end up right where they started. And okay. I mean, when you get to the end of it, you're like, holy fucking shit, they should have just stayed there. It would have been fine. But
saved a lot of gas.
They saved a ton of gas. And in fact, the bad guys, you know, as it's getting worse and worse for them, because they're, you know, they're losing cars. It's Mad Max. You know, the heroes are going. Yeah. They've taken out a lot of cars. There's one guy. He's starting to keep a check. He's like, "Oh, this for a fucking family squabble. We've lost 14 cars. We've gone through 18,000 gallons of gas. We've gone through God knows how many bullets. We don't have the. We can't keep doing this shit, dude." The guy blam, blows his head off or something. You know, don't talk to me like that. But you know, there's a lot of that shit going on, and do you want me to give you a synopsis, or do you want to wait?
Oh, I gotta wait.
Okay. I'm gonna wait
because this is. I mean, we're.
There's not much to it.
No. I don't expect it. But I want to go in this with fresh eyes.
Well, I want to see if you. We're getting close. If you want to have another movie day in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, well, we need to do that.
We need to do that. Yeah. We need to, because I want to see Fury Road again.
Okay.
And
I've got to see, so let me see Age of Ultron first.
Yeah.
And then I'll load up and maybe we can go see Fury Road together. And then
I'm hoping that Fury Road does well. I mean, it's fucking phenomenal. I cannot say enough superlatives about
it.
Good. The weird thing I'm hearing is that it's a big feminist movie. I'm like, no. The Charlize Theron is almost the main character.
Okay.
Or she might be. In fact, when they do the title cards, they do it like the old, where they have her down low and him up above, but you know, they're kind of catty corner, you know?
Yeah.
So you can't tell which one is higher or lower, because one's upper right and the other one's lower left.
So if you read it left to right, you're reading her first. Yeah. But if you read top to bottom, you're reading him.
You're right. Exactly. Yeah. This was an old trick they did with Steve McQueen and Paul Newman in the Towering Inferno.
Yeah.
Because they argued who was going to get top billing. So that was their solution.
Yeah.
And so you'll see that every once in a while, that same solution. So, but it's true. Tom Hardy or Charlize Theron, you know, who's the main character? You could make a case for either one. And she was basically rescuing women. And they called this a big feminist movie. I was like, I just didn't see that. Because feminism nowadays is all about women bitching about what men need to do for them.
Right.
And how men need to change and how they can't handle any fucking thing in the world. If it's the slightest insult or whatever, they scream and cry and talk and like the fucking bitches that they are. So I don't see, you know.
I know what you're saying, right?
These are women who are actually taking control of what's going on, and I, you know, that isn't feminism,
right? A long time ago,
not anymore.
Long time ago in my 20s, I thought feminism was about the equality of women. And then I grew up.
You naive fuck.
I was so naive.
You poor bastard.
Yeah. Look, my aunt was a big feminist back in the late 60s, early 70s. For her, that's what the movement was about.
Yeah. No, now the movement is about tearing out your crotch and urinating all over a white canvas and having period blood all over the place, because that's empowering somehow.
It's not at all gross.
And
by the way, an elementary teacher needs to be paid the same as a CEO.
Right. Right.
Because that's...
Because of the pay gap that's been debunked to the fucking nines, but Obama's still talking about it.
But that trope is still out there.
It's still out there and it won't go away. So, what have we been going now? We're at an hour 26.
So, we kind of... That one flew by.
Yeah. I do have much more. Mad Max, fucking go see it.
Yeah.
I cannot...
Yeah,
no, it's the best movie of the year.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
Absolutely good, the best movie of the year.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
And you know what was a really cool thing about it? First of all, Miller filmed it very similarly to the way early 80s films got filmed.
Good.
And some of it has, to me, kind of a synth, an 80s synth track, an early 80s synth track. Not all of it. But some of it had that deep, you know, boom, 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 boom. And it just, I was like, this is, you forgot how good movies can really fucking be.
Yeah.
And then when you go and you see all the action of the Age of Ultron, you say, well, that's so cute. They really tried hard.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Uh-huh. That's funny.
Well, it's so CGI.
Yeah, right.
Now, I'm sure there's CGI in Fury Road. I'm sure of it. There has to be. You can't make these sandstorms and stuff like that.
How cool would it have been to be a gearhead working on the...
Most of the shit was real.
Yeah.
They said, like, you see those guys on those poles? Uh-huh. Shit was real. All these stunts that they did, the vast majority of them were real. I'm sure there was some enhancement here and there. But I can
change the oil and I can change the brake pads on my car. That's about it.
Yeah.
But how cool would it have been to be the guy like, all right, we need you to design a super powered vehicle. Well, we'll give you these super huge tires. And I mean, that would have just been cool.
I'm watching this thing. And again, I know in my head that there's CGI in here.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble finding it and I'm questioning it, which is a good sign.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Secondly, even though I know it's like there's no, the car is floating in a tornado that has to be CGI. It's obvious, right? But in my heart, as I'm watching this, I'm thinking, somebody died on this shoot. Somebody died.
There's no way no one got seriously.
Somebody got hospitalized.
There's a paraplegic in here somewhere.
Somewhere. Somebody got fucked up. I'm telling you. And when you're thinking that,
why are you laughing at other people's misery?
Because it's funny.
Because it's funny.
It's fucking hilarious. You gotta laugh at something.
Yeah.
People sure as hell are gonna laugh at mine.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming over.
Yeah.
I'm very irritated. I'm sorry that we don't. Here's what I think I need. I think I need to get a new AP down here. So that I have stronger wireless signal.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what's going on. It hasn't been like this lately, but I don't know if it's all the thunderstorms in the air or what's going on. But I could not get the streaming to work the way I wanted it to, and I apologize to everybody. I put it up there and I didn't make it happen. But we're gonna try it again. Yep. I'm still going. I think we may just go to stick with audio. We may not do the video, but I might do videos, small videos, on my channel, and we'll just kind of go from there.
Yeah,
and
which works for me.
I'll put these audios up as videos, and maybe put some stuff into it.
Do you want to still try to maybe figure out a live stream of audio where we could have chat room?
I'm thinking about it. Again, if it's just a network thing, then it won't matter.
Yeah.
But I don't know why it doesn't work the way I want it to.
I will have fun with it no matter what we do.
Yeah. But, you know, I still enjoy it. At least we can do the podcast. Yeah. I can edit that up, so it'd be fine. So I will try to get this up. I might even get it up tonight so I don't have to get up in the morning. Yeah. So if not, I'll definitely get up
tomorrow. So everyone out there that is listening to this, hopefully you've had have had or will have a good Memorial Day. And salute out to all those. My father was one of them. My grandfather served this country. I've always said
my dad served.
Yeah, I've always said
I was a cowardly piece of shit.
Sure, yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I mean it was 70s and 80s, man. It's too scary for me. I'm not mad enough.
The steady diet of movies like Platoon and Full Metal Jacket probably didn't help any.
But yeah, I mean look the greatest leadership, that quality that you can have is to be serving someone else. Great leaders serve the people that they're leading, we've got generations of people that have led by serving our country and serving our citizens.
Agreed.
And tomorrow's a great day to recognize them for that.
Absolutely. And, go hug a vet.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So basement-conversations.com. That is the new website address.
Basementconversations@outlook.com.
That's the email address. Still got the Twitter @YodaCon. We're going to have a separate channel called Conservative Yodas, probably Notes from the Swamp or something like that.
Okay.
And I'm going to put up little videos of shit that I see that just drives me fucking nuts.
like uh, the Like the IRS. I hate the IRS.
Like the fucking IRS. Like mostly just social justice warriors and liberals screwing around with the economy and stuff like
Michelle
that.
Michelle Obama spewing race baiting.
Or ridiculous trailers or stuff I see of movies that I got to talk about.
Works for me.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
And Jim, anything else to add?
No. Maybe next week I'll bring my guitar.
I think you should. Yeah. We need to practice a song. We should sing together because our
band that'd be awesome.
My gravelly, horrible voice. That's what they want to hear.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anything else?
No. Well, have a great week.
Thank you for coming, and we will see you next week, definitely. All right. Take care, everyone.